For decades, state-funded feeder schools in poorer areas played a vital role in offering good students from the countryside a chance to get into university. But many have closed as a result of migration into cities. Meanwhile, competition has grown for places in good senior secondary schools. Ma Hang attended primary school in his home village, but the best junior high school in the county would not accept village students unless they paid extra fees or had powerful connections. His parents managed to use such a connection to get him into the school. He says that set him on a path that led him to a feeder high school and then to university. Rural children in China face obstacles at every stage of development. Babies are more likely to be undernourished and lack parental attention. By the time they enter primary school, many have ailments such as anemia, poor vision, and worms. Around 60% of students from the poorest counties suffer from at least one of these afflictions, says Mr. Rozelle. Those who, despite the odds, make it to elite universities often feel socially isolated. In 2020, a student from the countryside took to social media to describe being lost and confused at university after leaving the straightforward environment of school where passing tests was the focus. More than 100,000 students, many with rural backgrounds, weighed in, sharing their own experiences of feeling like misfits and lamenting their job prospects. They coined a new term in Chinese, Xiaojun Zuo Tijia, meaning small town SWAT. Wang Janyue, a country-born physics whiz, can relate to their complaints. He chose to study finance at university, thinking it would be easier to find a job with such a specialism. It was only after he saw several of his classmates get internships at big financial firms using their parents' connections that he truly understood the gap between himself and them. Mr. Wang changed his focus to computer science. Unlike some other small-town SWATs, he has, to his relief, got a job offer.